Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass. And yeah, it's this Sunday, just a couple days away at White River Amphitheater. What a lineup. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Window Pane, two stages, awesome bands. The full lineup is at KISW.com.
Ryan Castle just hit me to a band that's on the second stage that I can't wait to see live, the band called Radkey.
Radkey?
It's bluesy and just catchy as F.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to see those guys live. And apparently they put on an incredible live show.
Yeah, you're that excited, I see.
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting down right now.
Thank God you're sitting down.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. You still can get tickets. And also, we got a deal on these reserve tickets, too. A four-pack of reserve tickets. You can get a deal on those right now. Just go to KISW.com. Let's find out about the shuttle service from the Outlet Collection to Payne, which I think is nice. That way you can have a beverage or two and not have to worry about being in all that traffic with your car and parking. Oh, yeah, all the info at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. I'm not the producer. Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs.
Yeah, buddy.
Except for today, because it's time to whack Migs. It is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
And Steve, maybe you'll get whacked like you did yesterday.
Whack it.
You got spanked pretty hard both games.
You surely did, man.
Naughty.
Yeah. Wasn't meaning it that way.
Good whacking.
Oh, whacking.
Whacking, spankings. We'll have to see what happens.
Today I'm doing the whacking.
Oh, you think?
Yep.
Wow. We'll have to find out. You're taking on Mike in Tacoma. Mike, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the Pretty Reckless. They're going to be at Showbox Soto on December 2nd, courtesy of AEG Live. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to get tickets to the show, get them now. AXS.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Do for the win. Let's do it.
In the Addams Family, what language does Morticia speak that always excites Gomez?
Italian.
No.
French.
Yes. In which decade was the board game Scrabble released?
60s, 70s, 80s.
No. Who was the wife to Roger Rabbit?
Jessica.
Yes. What gun manufacturer's first names were Horace and Daniel?
Winchester.
No.
Pass.
What state saw the start of the American Revolution?
Pass.
Which East Coast state is home to Clemson University?
Pass.
The Yukon River flows through which U.S. state?
Alaska.
Yes. In basketball, what city does the team known as the Hawks hail from?
New Jersey?
No.
Atlanta?
Yes. What color are the stars on the Chinese flag?
Red?
No.
White?
No.
Black?
No. Honey, Honey and Dancing Queen are both songs from what musical?
ABBA?
No.
I don't know. Delaware?
No. Delaware. 1, 2, 3, 4, correct.
Well, Mike had a great strategy, but he just wasn't. The questions just got to him.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good one for that second question. Just throw him out there quickly and get on to the next one.
Yeah. I think that was, he had it in his head, and if he had thought about it, he would have been like, no,
possibly,
don't
yeah.
go that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
there's no way his third guess could have been it. And that was, I think.
Good call on that. Yeah.
He was going too fast. He had a strategy.
I should have went one before that, probably.
Yeah. Maybe even two before that.
Maybe yeah. even more than that. Hey, yeah. Steve.
Hi.
Wow. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You
hey,
and Lulu are ready.
Both of us are ready. And Daniel Bryan.
Well, it is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack It.
Oh, shut it.
Wow. In the Addams Family, what language does Morticia speak that always excites Gomez?
The French?
Yes.
Nice.
Is that French?
Yes.
In which decade
Napoleon Dynamite was doing a French impression.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Oui, oui.
Dang.
In which decade was the board game Scrabble released?
I don't know, like 30s?
No.
Crap, which way should I go? 40s.
Yes. Who was the wife to Roger Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit?
Yes. What?
Thanks, Rev.
Shut up. What gun manufacturer's first names were Horace and Daniel?
Smith and Wesson.
Yes. What state saw the start of the American Revolution?
What date?
What state?
Texas.
No. What?
I don't know. New York.
No.
Nebraska.
No.
Yes, that was the one.
Which East Coast state is home to Clemson University?
Clemson Tigers.
No.
New Jersey.
No.
New York.
No. The Yukon River flows through which U.S. state?
What?
The Yukon River flows through which U.S. state?
Texas.
No.
Massachusetts.
Close. No.
New York.
No. Hey, Steve, you screwed up, and, well, you guys tied. Mutual whacking. Congratulations, Mike.
No way.
Congratulations, Mike. I did not think you had a shot at winning, but you
neither
did.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Whack it.
Good job.
I don't know if you should be excited or embarrassed. We're both terrible.
Yeah. Well, you both hang on the line. Wow. I should say you hang on the line, Mike. You're getting the prize. And Steve, you should really probably
damn it.
You should leave the country.
You didn't even get to three of the questions.
What were they?
In basketball, what city does the team known as the Hawks hail from?
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What color are the stars on the Chinese flag?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. And then Honey, Honey and Dancing Queen are both songs from what musical?
Mamma Mia.
See? Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been a man if you'd have just kept going, buddy.
I feel like the ref should have asked those questions first.
Oh, is that what he should have done?
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
He clearly asked the questions that I wouldn't get right
I have
first.
To agree, Rev. You really asked them in the wrong order.
Yeah,
and,
I am.
Alex Trebek would have done better.
But yeah. You got the first four right.
It doesn't matter. I'm under protest.
Yeah.
The Yukon River flows through Alaska. Mike got that one correct. The East Coast state that is home of Clemson University?
You know, I'm
Pennsylvania?
At a loss.
No, South Carolina.
That's why I'm at a loss.
All right, then. And then the state that saw the start of the American Revolution.
Steve, you do not know where the American Revolution happened?
No.
Who threw the tea in the water?
Boston.
There you go.
What state are they in?
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I said Massachusetts.
You said it for another answer. Yeah, you said it for the Clemson one.
No, I meant to answer one.
That's true, Rev.
That's not how this works.
If you ask
sometimes
them in the right
I throw
order.
Random answers yeah. that aren't even for the question that
yeah,
you gave.
Well,
it.
You know what? Fine. I'll give you that one. But
and
since I gave you the other one before with Jessica Rabbit, we got to take that one away,
it.
And now you still tie.
I don't like this game today.
Yeah,
obviously.
I do. You got whacked. You and Lulu both got whacked.
I can't believe I answered Massachusetts for the wrong one.
Yeah.
Whack it.
I'm a dummy.
Well, congratulations to Mike on winning the prize.
You know what? Steve is just in rare form, which means at 8:47 this morning, another great opportunity for you to win a prize. And don't forget, we'll do it tomorrow morning at this time as well. Beat Migs twice each weekday morning, and you can play anytime you want. We have an online, on-demand version of the game, and it's great to play with the kids, the whole family. They love it. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Well, here's another stupid story, Steve. And you know what? If I would love to be on the negative side of your girl, Ellen DeGeneres. You know me.
Yeah.
She's too popular. Everybody loves her. So therefore, you know me, I'd like to tear her down and have her hoveling. But not in this issue. This issue is pretty stupid.
Oh, you're talking about the Usain Bolt thing?
Yeah, this is...
I don't get this.
This is so dumb. I think it's racist to say it's racist because he happens to be African-American. Well, he's not American, but he has to be a black dude, and she's a white chick. Therefore, I think it's racist to go, well, I'm going to say it's racist because, well, look at the different colors they are. Because that's the only reason you'd say it's racist.
And it's all because of a tweet that she put out that was just, I mean, it's something that I don't watch Ellen a lot. I know I'm a big fan of Ellen and I let her down by not watching all the time, but my wife does. And we were looking at this picture and she says she does that all the time where she does like these silly Photoshops on like a picture that's popular in the news.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Usain Bolt that's been spreading like crazy because he's like winning the race while smiling. It's like the most gangster picture ever.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, and he's, of course, you know, I mean, we talked about him. Three Olympics, he's just been the man, which is unbelievable that he's still beating everybody after three different Olympics.
And a lot of Americans have a lot of love for him right now because I don't know if you saw that video of where he was being interviewed, but there was another event going on that an American won, so the national anthem for the USA was being played, and he stopped the interview and showed his respect and listened.
Wow, really cool. I didn't see that. That is cool.
It's very, it was very cool, which I think everybody should do. It doesn't matter what anthem it is. I'm always like, you got to be respectful.
So she's got herself photoshopped if she's being piggybacked by that famous picture of Usain smiling and running. And right. She said, quote, "This is how I'm running errands from now on." And some Twitter users felt the image, a white woman riding on top of a black man, had racist undertones. And
I've seen people use like find old pictures of like back in the slave days of white people, kids, adults sitting on black people, and they're saying this is no different than that.
Except Ellen wasn't alive during then, except that Ellen, I've never heard or any sort of stories about her being racist, and therefore, I didn't know about those pictures you just mentioned until now. I didn't know that was a thing. I had no idea. I know that she's a comedian, and she's doing jokes, and like your wife said, she does pictures like this all the time. I just can't imagine that this is racist at all. And I think it's people who are just racist-minded that see this stuff. I really do.
People are just looking for anything to bang that racist drum. And even one texter brings it up, and I agree, because I saw that as well. Obviously, Usain Bolt thought it was funny, because he retweeted the tweet that is being called racist.
Now, he's racist.
Right.
Yeah, he's a racist.
Shouldn't we worry more about who she's targeting, quote unquote?
No, this is America.
That's a good point.
No, we don't worry. We get all upset about things that have nothing to do with us,
right,
so that we can remain miserable. I should know. I'm the king of misery. I understand my own people, Steve.
That's right.
Just ridiculous.
You're not racist. You're miserableist.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And
harmless,
believe me,
picture.
I would like to see Ellen, you know, fall off her crown, because you know what? She's much more successful than I'll ever be. Everybody loves her. It's the exact opposite of me. I'm not successful and everybody hates me. So I would love to see Ellen, you know, descend to my level, but this is nothing.
I'd fight to the death for Ellen, so really maybe I'm not the right person to be showing support.
Yeah, you'd dance to the death, because she's not a fighter.
That's a good point.
So dance to the death for Ellen.
I don't understand why can't a joke just be a joke? Why can't a funny picture be a funny picture?
I was talking with, you know, the guy that was at our convention, Jimmy Schubert, who we've had on the show. We had a really good conversation about that. He's like, he says every time you make a joke, it's like you have to have a tweet apology ready to go.
Yeah.
You
Especially
know?
A guy like him who's an abrasive, you know, in your face, says things that are not necessarily the right thing to say, but it's all in the name of comedy. He's not saying it out of hate. I saw a comic say something similar where they were like, hey, you know, I mean, Ellen, obviously, there was a punchline to it. There was a joke to it. There was a good-natured vibe to it. It wasn't like she just threw something up there and it was like hate-inspired.
Exactly. And she's the last person. I mean, all she does is just, I mean, it's all her. She's all about fun, you know? I mean, again, I hate to give her any credit because she's so successful already and she's much more of a being than I'll ever be. But I have to be reasonable about this. She's the last person you would expect to be hateful.
Right.
You know, I don't know what she's like in real life, but at least, you know.
She's awesome.
Is she awesome?
Yeah, I don't know it, but I know it.
And besides, I mean, you know, Portia, man, you know, she's always smiling, so it seems like there's no hate going on. I don't know.
Yeah, she's smiling.
I wasn't talking about that kind of situation. I mean, I'm sure Ellen's probably good in that department, too, but my point is...
She's awesome in everything.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, well, you seem to know more about Ellen than I thought. Well, then, therefore, you know for sure then she doesn't have a hateful bone in her body, right?
It's just unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I saw that as being... I thought it was a goof, like it was like out of like one of those parody websites that created this story.
Oh, like The Onion, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like this is all of a sudden an issue. And then I started reading people's posts and seeing what other people are saying about it. And I'm like, oh no, wow, this is actually a thing. This is a cause on somebody's head.
This is a path to oppression. You know something? Everybody, as much as you hate Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, go back and watch that.
Oh, man.
Look at the conversations that, you know, Anakin had with Padme about oppression and about trying to control everything and keep everybody safe and keep everything orderly. I mean, there was a lot of great lessons in those movies, as much as people beat up Lucas for them. This is what's happening. People get so politically correct and so politically oppressive. Next thing you know, you got no freedom anymore. You can't even laugh anymore. And next thing you know, you're in a dictatorship and boom. I mean, this is the road to it, kids. At some point, you got to look at yourself and go, am I just a miserable SOB?
Padme, what is that? A human person or is that like a weird thing?
That's her name. She's a human for Padme.
Is she is she a fearful person?
No.
Oh, because then she could be a chicken Padme.
Why are you encouraging that, Vicky? Don't encourage that.
See, that was kind of clever.
Oh, that wasn't clever at all. Steve doesn't know clever.
He's offended because it's a stupid joke about Star Wars.
It's
and
a
I
stupid
emphasize
joke.
Stupid. I agree. It is a stupid joke.
Well, right. You got to use three brain cells. Give him a little credit. Come on.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just trying to relate with you,
Why don't you go with your girlfriend, Ellen, and have a great time being happy?
I wish.
All right, fine. I'm going to go find that person that thinks she's a racist and
like this,
have a misery party with them.
This text, the day Ellen is hateful is the day that BJ Shea is pleasant to be around.
Oh, yeah, we're going to encourage that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, so you and your stupid joke, you and your Titanic douche texters, I'm done. I am done.
Good.
Now, here's something I want to tell you about. Imagine this. Imagine you go to a store and you see a monkey fighting an employee.
Jeez, come on.
This actually happened. I'll tell you all about it at 720 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, you know, Steve, you got to love the great state of Ohio. I've spent some time in Ohio, and
yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's my place I want to go live.
I've never been to Ohio.
Oh, you
want to
go
to Cleveland, man.
Yeah, well, Cleveland actually, you know, it has, yeah.
Has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's got that, yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
The Indian Stadium looks cool.
Yeah, I haven't been to the new Jake. I haven't been to Jacobs Field, so I don't know what that's like. I was at the Muni Stadium, and I caught a rash on my ball. Boys.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not a pleasant time. Yeah. And here's something else that can
and
go
that
on.
Johnny Football is no longer playing with the Browns. Yeah. I really have no reason to go see a Browns game.
Yeah. Of course, you got, you know, LeBron made it cool. Cleveland's on the upswing, so yeah, maybe Cleveland's better. You know, someone, though, brought a monkey to her when she was going shopping at a Walmart in Ohio. Another reason why Ohio's awesome. It left her monkey in the car. Okay.
I hope it left the window cracked.
So, of course, the monkey gets loose.
Sheesh.
So it must have been the window was cracked probably a little too much.
It's a monkey. It could probably figure out how to unlock the door.
It's a smart monkey. Yeah, you're
right. It could probably just open the door, no problem.
Monkey did get loose. Oh, and the monkey then got into a fight with a Walmart employee who tried to catch it because, well, yeah, there's a monkey running around.
Dude, I just watched the video, and it's really weird because the monkey's kind of hanging out where all, like, you know where the cart return is in the parking lot?
Yeah.
It's kind of on that area. Like, it's on a cart. And so the guy that works, probably he was trying to return the cart. He's like trying to grab the leash of the monkey because the monkey has a leash.
Oh, of course.
It's a weird story.
I imagine this is your job. You're like, is that a monkey on a leash? Great. This is my really? I'm at a Walmart. There shouldn't be monkeys running around a Walmart. There just shouldn't be.
I give the guy credit for caring enough to like, but if I worked there, because I used to work in a store like Walmart called Ames, and I was the guy that had to put all the carts back where they needed to go. And
you were employee of the month how many times?
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Yes. So we know you were an amazing employee.
Right. No, it just showed how bad everyone else was, really.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell I would go near a monkey.
I don't blame you, man. I mean, there's certain animals you go, you know what? I'm not touching that.
I mean,
it's not doing it.
See them fling feces? I'm not getting into a feces battle with a monkey.
They can be vicious, man. My wife has been to India where monkeys run around everywhere, and they come steal your stuff and everything, and you just don't mess with the monkeys.
Right, because, I mean, it does seem cool to have a monkey as a pet, minus all the aggressive stuff.
Yeah, that's not a... No, I do not need the friggin' monkey as a pet.
I would love to, like, sit on the couch and watch TV with a monkey.
So there... Your wife does that all the time. What?
Gosh, I set myself up
for
failure.
You surely did. You surely did. It's like being at the zoo when she lives with you. Anyway, a woman did capture video of this whole monkey situation, and she talks about it in this clip.
Is that a monkey? I saw the monkey, and he was just like standing on the carts, and this lady was trying to come over and... to try to get him, and then we saw the cart guy from Walmart kind of coming over to help her. All of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him, and then she runs over and pushes the guy away. When we posted it on Facebook, we just did it for fun. Like, we go to Walmart, and there's a monkey.
Oh, there you go. Well, we did it for fun. This is today's journalist. We really don't need papers anymore, do we? We don't need anybody anymore. We don't need the news.
It's true. Dude, I went to a news site for somewhere in Ohio, like a night, like, you know, no different, like a Como4.com type of a news site, and they just show the Facebook video that this lady took, and that's the big coverage.
Oh, God, I don't know what the hell we're going to be like in 50 years, like what news is going to be. But it's going to be, you know, that I just wanted to put it on the news for fun. It's a monkey.
The lady, the owner of the monkey, just like grabs the leash from the guy.
Yeah.
Like, give me back my monkey.
Yeah, that's my. It's like, well, if you didn't let your stupid monkey loose, ma'am, I mean, Jesus, you're a half a moron.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a woman captured video of a monkey getting into a fight with a Walmart employee. So based on this, because this was pretty bizarre, something for you to see in public. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I was out in public, and I couldn't believe that I saw blank. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I was out in public, and I couldn't believe that I saw blank. We'll take your calls and texts after Jimmy on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So a woman captured video of a monkey getting into a fight with a Walmart employee. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I was out in public, and I couldn't believe that I saw blank. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Or you can text us at 77999.
Here's a text. I was leaving a Mariners game. I watched three guys slam heroin on a bus stop.
Whoa.
At the bench next to a cop leaning on his bike, watching. Only chilled and laughed.
Wow. Damn.
That was one of the first times my parents came to Washington. I remember we were going to ride the duck, of course, and we were waiting across the street, and there was a heroin addict that straight up just set up his stuff, tied his arm while we're waiting for the walk sign on one of those news boxes, like where you get like the Stranger or the Weekly or the Times, whatever, and just boom, did it. And just basically collapsed onto the sidewalk.
I guess they just don't care.
No, I guess not. You're right. I mean, and my parents are looking at me and I'm like, "Welcome to Seattle."
Am I able to tell the story about what Ryan Castle and Hair Club saw?
You have to. Yeah. That was the first thing I thought of when we did this topic.
Yeah, man. And we miss all the good stuff. Why is it we miss everything? People should wait until, you know, at least, it should, you know, let us, after 10 o'clock, let us see what's going on.
Yeah.
But this happened later. But it was midday. Was it 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or something like that? It was before the day ended.
It was before the day ended. I don't think it was, like, that early in the day. It was towards the evening, but it wasn't, like, midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because you could see still, because, you know, we have our long days. So the drunken charge, Ryan Castle, and our Feeler Cedar Sergeant Hair Club, they were driving back to the building, and as they were driving back to the building, right there in front of our building, this woman's got her pants down, and she is going to town. She is having herself a day.
She was discovering herself.
With herself.
Yes.
She was, she was playing a fine instrument. Let's just say that. She was strumming on the old banjo. Damn. She was doing a little strumming. And they just couldn't believe it. They're like, it is. They could see her playing as daylight, and there she is.
They just kept going and going.
Every
and
chord.
Going.
She was covering every chord. Yeah.
Dude, outside of our building, I have seen some strange things.
It's an S show, isn't it?
And especially for me, because I park kitty corner to our building. So it's like a block and a half walk from the parking lot to the station. And I'm doing it at 3:30 in the morning. And I've said it, and I'll say it many times. If I ever am not showing up, I do think the day that I'm done on this planet is because of the weirdos that I see coming from point A to point B.
Yeah.
And one time, I had a guy jump out from out of nowhere with a gorilla mask on. And this is after everything that happened with the ape in the zoo with the kid. And the
He
just jumps in front of me and goes, "I'm an ape. Don't kill me." And I'm like, what?
What?
And he just kept going.
And he just kept going.
A few weeks after that, I'm walking, and right under the corner of our building, there's a guy sitting like on this little spot, and he's got a lightsaber. And he's just going, whoa, whoa. Not doing any. Like, it's like, I don't know what to say to these people. Like, what's going on?
Dude, are we, where our building is, downtown Seattle, we're in proximity to Capitol Hill, which has some of the weirdest people you'll find in Seattle. You know, it's the land of the freaky people. Then, of course, we have a rehab center.
Yes.
For people that really got issues. I don't even know how bad. I don't know if it's mental rehab, if it's substance rehab. But, I mean, people are in tough shape, and they're right near us. And it's not the, because of that, it just makes it not such a fun part of town to be in, because you just don't know. I mean, I know one, a former employee had to stop a burglary. You know, they jumped on somebody. Yep. And it's just like, man.
The other day I saw a guy with a sign that was like trying to get money as people were waiting at the light right before you go into I-5, and he's holding it. And anytime no one gave him money, he would do like the, either the arm over the other arm FU sign.
Oh, that's a
delightful guy. Or he
would flip
them off, or he would curse them out. And then as they passed, then the next car would stop, and then he'd smile and wave at them. And if they didn't give him money, he'd flip them off. I'm like, do you not know that the other cars see how you are acting?
They can see that, genius.
God, dude, there's some weirdos, man.
There's some weirdos, man. I know. What we see in public is nuts. Let's go to Kozak in Olympia. Kozak, how about you? What'd you see in public?
All right. How's it going, gentlemen?
Not too bad, buddy. What you got?
All right. So I'm just starting a job down there, downtown Seattle, in the about this vicinity of where you guys work.
Okay. Of course. Here we go.
Swedish.
Yeah.
Anyways, so my boss is training me around there as working security. And outside, some guy's walking around. All he's wearing is a trench coat.
Oh, boy.
That's it. He's got a trench coat, he's walking around, and he's got a marionette puppet, and he's all shaking it around and stuff like that.
Okay.
Did the marionette puppet have more clothes on than him?
Man, I can't remember. I just like, am I tripping or what, man? I thought I was on drugs.
Yeah, that's just not.
You talk about how weird it is around here. Hell, the story earlier this morning during the news with the guy that walked into a Subway saying, I'd like to show you my banana, and took off his pants and showed his banana.
That's our neighborhood, people.
That was just a block and a half from our station.
Welcome to the great side of town where we get to work at every day.
That's why when I see these brand new condos being built that say, you know, for a studio condo, it's like $300,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, good luck selling people on this place.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. Seriously, dude, you're absolutely right. Like $300,000 to see Pepperman?
$2 million for a two-bedroom condo.
$2 million they're asking.
Right.
$2 million. Damn.
I mean,
lot of peppers at Subway.
You can hang out with Jedis and apes.
It's a lot of bananas right there you get at the Subway.
And Banana Man.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, I noticed your daughter's in the room.
Oh, really?
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, hey. Hey,
look who it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Please tell me you're not the person that somebody said, look what I saw her doing in public.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. Probably. Probably people have some stories.
That's
probably
lovely.
Does. Yeah. This actually happened to my friends last week. They work in the UW district, and they were just going to lunch, so it was middle of the day, and they're just walking by bushes, and then all of a sudden, this large man's package is in the bushes. It's a guy. He's passed out.
Oh.
It's just sticking up there. And so they're like, is that it, what? So
it's a sundial.
All they can see out of the bushes is his package.
Is his junk. And he's holding it. And he's passed out in the middle of the day. And, of course, they had to kind of investigate.
I've been there, but usually I'm in bed when that happens.
Well, I hope so.
Again, another reason why your wife leaves a charmed life.
Yeah, he was just chilling there holding... Well, then it's junk.
That's impressive that that's all you can see out of the bushes, though.
Oh, yes. Apparently, he was a very, very large man.
Well, look at that.
Like forearm, they were saying.
What?
Yes. Like, level.
Why didn't they take, like, some selfie Snapchats with
it? They should have. Just crouch down beside it, you know?
That's what Sarah would have done.
I would totally.
I would respect that. I would, too.
Deserve a prize for that or something.
Hey, by the way, daughter, you've been living here for, like, 17 years. It's the U District, not the UW District, okay? Jesus.
I was wondering if you... I noticed that. I'm like, I'm not going to beat her up over
I'm
it.
I'm going to beat her up.
Yeah,
she's
let
been here
Dad do it.
17 freaking years.
I bet some people call it the UW District.
Nobody calls it the
UW
District.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting a new thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Why don't you call it the UW District?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, exactly.
No,
thanks.
The U District. You know the town you've been living in for pretty much your whole life.
Whatever.
All right.
Dude, how about this text? Talk about Capitol Hill. I saw a woman walking a pigeon on a leash.
What? See, Capitol Hill's... I'm sorry. It's great
for
entertainment.
The pigeons are weird. They're cool with being on leashes over in Capitol
Hill. It's great for entertainment. But what about the people that live there? I guess you got to be weird if you want to live there. I guess that's it. But I mean, if I saw a pigeon lady walking around, I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Dude, back in the day when Capitol Hill was extra weird, it's gotten a little less weird these days. But I remember... Well, it wasn't my smart choice. When I was many years ago, I decided to eat some mushrooms and go for a walk. Man, I felt like I was in a zombie movie. That is a scary area when you're tripping on mushrooms.
Yes.
So weird, man.
So if Cap Hill is now sort of like not being so weird, is there a new weird place we got to find? I haven't heard of the new weird place.
I don't know where the new weird place is, but Capitol Hill has been taken over by like a lot of like I mean, that's not sad. To be rude, but like kind of douchey people. Like,
yeah.
Like you go to, it's not like the same as it used to
be. It is kind of a bummer. I make fun of it, but that was always the charm of the city, was that you have different pockets you could go to for different experiences. And Capitol Hill was its own unique, awesome art, you know, because a lot of artists live there. And, you know, that's a fun area when you go see artists just, you know, letting their freak flags fly.
It's like Fremont used to be Freakmont, and it's not the same anymore.
Oh, no, Fremont's. Yeah, you're right, dude.
Right.
Yeah. It's, you're, it's sad, Steve, our town.
The douches are running the weirdos out of our city.
Now, arguably, I might have been one of those douches that people would have said, hey, what are you doing here ruining our city?
That's why I'm looking at you.
They might have said that a few years ago. All right, would you like some free financial advice? Well, you're going to get it from KISW's financial advisor. Call in now, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU will be taking your calls and texts at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a pre-consultation with me, the attorney. And I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.